Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. We will read this first in English, then it will be read in Chinese.
选读经文是马太福音第二章一至十二节，我先用英文读，用中文读出。
Please join me in the scripture reading. Verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and came to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests, scribes from the people, inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For this is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned his wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come to worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, the child with Mary his mother, they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
马太福音第二章一至十二节，当希律王的时候，耶稣身在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说， 那生下来做犹太人之王在哪里呢？ 我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。 希律王听见了，就心里不安， 耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安， 就召集祭司长和民间的文士， 问他们说， 基督身在何处？ 他们回答说， 在犹太的伯利恒， 因为有先知记着说， 犹大地的伯利恒啊， 你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的， 因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来， 牧养我以色列民。 当下希律暗暗地召了博士来， 细问那星是什么时候出现的？ 他差他们往伯利恒去说， 你们去仔细寻访那小孩子， 寻到了就来报信， 我也好去拜他。 他们听见王的话就去了， 在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行， 行到小孩子地方， 就在上头停住了。 他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。 进了房子， 看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚， 就俯伏拜那小孩子， 揭开宝盒， 拿黄金乳香抹药为礼物献给他。 博士因为在梦中被主显示不要回去见希律， 就从的路别回到他来去。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
愿祝福听话语的人。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Today's message is titled The Quest of the Magi by Pastor Wilson.
今天我们先说的正道题目是博士寻找朝拜耶稣。
Verse 2 gives us the answer to the quest of the Magi.
马太福音，第二那里是讲到，为什么那些博士是去到那个地方。
You could see that when they arrived in Jerusalem, they asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
佢哋嚟到呢、这个犹诶诶诶耶路撒啊犹太嘅伯利恒嘅耶路撒冷地方，佢哋话究竟呢个王喺边度出世咧
？You see, isn't it amazing? The Magi, who were not of Israel, come looking for the king of the Jews.
啊，呢班嘅博士，佢话呢个博士佢哋唔系以色列人，但系嚟到耶路撒冷去揾呢个犹太嘅王。
You see, that's another glimpse on every page of the Bible, by the way, of God's grace, God calling people to himself.
呢个就系话提示到就话神系点样去呼召佢嘅人，俾呢个恩典。
Because they came to worship the king.
因为佢哋嚟到当时嘅地方去敬拜。
As you could tell, they brought gifts, and as we know from scholars, they are very expensive gifts.
我哋从圣经睇就话，佢呢帮博士佢嚟到地方，佢带咗一啲好贵重嘅礼物。
And again, it's an amazing text because when they bring gifts, it's not like they saw miracles or that they heard a sermon or whatever. They came and they saw a mother trying to raise her child in a home.
啊！佢哋带咗啲好贵重嘅礼物嚟到呢度朝拜，唔系话因为佢哋听到咩嘢嘅讲道或者有咩奇迹，佢哋嚟要带啲嘢嚟当时嘅地方，而反而嘅系话佢哋想带啲嘅贵重礼物嚟到去见呢个嘅初生嘅婴孩同埋个妈妈。
But in a sense, it is a miracle because God descended to the Magi's level to communicate to them, right?
呢个都系一个奇迹，就话神佢自己嘅嚟到呢个世上去。降谦卑嘅同博士去说话
，because somehow stars got their attention, you know, the stars in the heavens and the sky, so that God used that to draw them to Himself.
而神就话用呢个星宿，天神嘅星，就系去话俾佢哋呢班嘅博士知一啲事。
It does that with us too, right? You know, think back on how you came to know Christ.
我都试下谂下。我是怎样从前的去相信主
It was probably not exactly a pure motive that you came to know Christ, right?
我初信主的时候不是说我们自己自然的去自己去相信主
Because many people interact with Christians or come to church for all sorts of reasons, right?
我们很多时初信的时间是因为着其他人邀请我们或者一些事邀请我们而去之后去接触这个基督教
But just like the Magi, by the way, they're Magi, not kings. So we three kings of Orient High is a bit off.
呢啲嘅博士啊，佢哋唔系个王，佢哋当时咧啲嘅聪明，好聪明嘅呢个博士。
God descends to our level, communicating to us His good news, the gospel, creating in us new life.
就话神佢自己嘅降下。去同呢啲嘅博士去说话，话俾佢哋知呢个信息。
And of course, we receive that by faith, faith in the person and work of this King of the Jews, Jesus.
而我哋嘅佢即系靠着信心去相信呢个婴孩就系呢个犹太嘅王。
You know, the Magi were pagans serving a pagan king.
而大家要知道就话当时呢啲嘅博士佢哋系都系外邦嘅人，喺个外邦嘅一啲嘅嘅领袖。
But Christianity is not a religion for good people. It's for sinners, people who have gone against the Lord.
大家记住就话基督教唔系话系俾一啲嘅好人，系俾一啲当时有需要嘅人。
But the difference between a believing sinner and a sinner who doesn't believe is the fact that they listen to God's call to them to come and worship Him.
一班罪人，佢哋系一班罪人，佢听到呢个福音，佢心里有相信，然之后回应去相信。
You see, we have to admit that we're sinful sinners because we don't trust and obey the Lord, even if you are a Christian.
我哋要知道就我哋自己系一班罪人，我哋系有罪，系需要去相信。
We're not very consistent to trust and obey Him.
我哋本身我哋唔系话好好，我哋需要嘅不断嘅去相信神去。
You know, meaning Christians who are all really communicators of the good news for Christ. We always try to figure out what's the best way to communicate to those around us. And now we live in the 21st century. So one of the nuances of sin, again, sin has so many levels and definitions in the scriptures. One that resonates today is selfishness. Sin is selfishness. And by that, I mean, it's an assertion of our self-will against God's will. Sinners oppose the divine will. We say, my will be done, not yours, O Lord. And so, for example, when we put ourselves ahead of others, that's sin.
其中一個例子就是說,
Another way that contemporary Christians convey the definition of sin in the scriptures today is sloth.
另一個例子,譬如說講到罪,也都講到,譬如說一個人的懶惰。
Sloth is apathy. Apathy towards God and others.
這個懶惰就是說,就是我們一個人去對神,或者對我們旁邊的人很懶惰。
We don't do what we ought to do as God tells us to.
我們沒有去做我們神要我們去做的事。
That's, of course, what people call sins of omission.
這個就是一個罪。
But central to the nature of sin, of course, is outright disobedience, violation of God's divine commandments.
因為罪都是說我們不遵從去違反神的戒命的律法,去背棄神的戒命。
It's willful, prideful rebellion.
也都是故意的,或者是驕傲的去叛逆。
Or to put it simply, unbelief. It's idolatry, worship of the created things rather than the creator.
就是说我们去不信自私,懒惰,去懒惰,我们去相信这个偶像,不是相信神。
So we could say sin is unbelief, selfishness, sloth, apathy.
所以说这个罪的简单解释就是说人的不信自私,懒惰。
Of course, a fuller, complete understanding of sin in the scriptures would take a sermon series.
當然,如果真的要講罪的時候,要講到很多很多的東西。
But I think you understand what I'm getting at here.
我相信你要明白我剛才所說的話。
Sin is not thinking and doing in line with God's will.
罪意思就是說,我們沒有做一些的事,或者想的方法,不是跟神的意願一樣。
And therefore, all are sinners.
所以说我们每一个人都是一个罪人。
But the difference for the Christian is we admit it and run to the Savior and for his blood and righteousness covering us.
但不同的就是说,作为基督徒,我们会走去基督,我们知道罪,我们去求神去宽恕。
Now we want to make amends. We want to obey the Lord out of response for his great love for us. We, like these magi, want to come and worship the king. This all means that the advantage of being a Christian is not being better than others.
作為基督徒不是想說我們好過其他人。
It's that God has let us address our failures.
但是神讓我們有一個機會去更改。
That's what repentance of faith is. Confessing your waywardness to God.
這就是悔改的意思,就是說我們要懊悔自己所做的事,而去改,不可以再做。
You seek his forgiveness and you receive his grace and mercy.
我們求神去悔改,我們不可以再做我們所以前做的事,而之後去接受神給我們的恩典。
And then we go out and try our best to honor him with our living.
而我们之后的爱就是说，尽量做最好的去行我们作基督徒的生命，去荣耀他。
And so the Magi remind us that God seeks sinners like you and I.
所以这个博士去帮助我们思想就是说，神是自己的，是来去寻找我们。
That's why he comes for us. That's what Christmas is about.
这个就是圣诞节的意思，就是说神首先去寻找我们。
Jesus comes not for the good, but for the spiritually sick.
耶稣来的不是为了好人，而是为了一帮我们属灵上有罪的人。
But the key is you have to be humble enough to admit that.
我们自己内心的需要去谦卑，去相信这件事。
Now, of course, the Magi traveled a great distance, and it was very costly for them to take this trip, probably many, many months of journey.
当然这些博士他们就要用很多的钱能力去来到很远的地方，来到耶路撒冷去寻找耶稣。
And as wise men, they probably had some scriptures, the words, for example, from the prophet Daniel, who was a Magi as well.
他们这些博士也都是可能以前相信但以理书的，或者有圣经的，他们相信这些圣经去寻找耶稣。
That, by the way, is probably what guided them. You see, they knew the prophecies of the prophets of God.
他们这些博士相信都是圣经的话语。
And they knew Daniel had predicted, most likely. They knew that Daniel predicted that there was some specificity of this birth of this royal deliverer of Israel.
他们都相信人以理书，他们都相信圣经，他讲到说，当会有一个王会系出世。
So they knew about the anointed one. And perhaps they even thought about their need for the anointed one.
他们都知道有一个救世主，他们知道他们的来临。 所以他们呢,
but they did not know where he would be found.
但他们不知道，他虽然知道有一个救世主会来临，但他们不知道在哪一道去找到。
And that's why, in some way, God had to guide them to Judea.
所以就说神怎样的去带领他们去找，这帮博士去找。
You know, if you read the text carefully, it's not really that the star is moving. The star is there, but it doesn't really guide them. It's God who guides them.
不是说，看圣经不是说那粒星会一边走去带领他们，其实是神带领他们。
And so when they arrive, they're arriving with a large entourage because Herod knows about it, right? It's not like it's just a three people coming, right? Again, there's no mention of a trio. It's a large entourage. The reason why we see three kings of Orient is because they're three gifts.
其实他们一班的来到，不是说三个王、三个博士来到去找耶稣。其实他们来的时候是一大堆的人，一班的随从来到去寻找耶稣。但为什么说是三个博士？因为里面有讲到有三份礼物。
And so antiquity tells us that there's a large entourage. Harold knows about it. The king knows about it.
所以他们一班的人和随从来到当时的地方，当时的希律王他是知道。And
so this is God's attention.
所以就说当时的希律王就知道有一班的人从外方来到这个地方。And
that's why verse 2 tells us, where is the one, King Herod says, who has been born king of the Jews?
所以当时的希律王他听到一班一班人来到的时候，就问他们，究竟这个王，这个新生王，在哪里呢？
You know, we know King Herod is an Edomite. He's not really fully a Jew.
当时希律王知道他不是一个真正的犹太人。
And so there's reason why he's a little nervous here, because he's not really deserving of the throne.
因为当时希律王都很害怕听到这个信息，为什么？因为他不是真正的一个纯正的犹太人，不是应该有受到得到这个王的身份。
But notice that the Jews themselves in Jerusalem, in Judea, they seem to be caught off guard of all of this. They say, what are you talking about?
他听到的时候，他听到当时的信息，他想很怀疑，究竟什么意思？
Right, the Jews, who really should know about the prophets of God, right? They have the Old Testament. They weren't anticipating coming of the king.
当时的犹太人，他们都很迷茫，究竟 发生咩事咧？但其实佢哋应该熟悉古代嘅经文，应该知道话，将来会有一个王会喺呢度出喺会嚟降生。
You know, the people out in the streets in Judea and Jerusalem, they might have thought, "Hey, did King Herod lose his marbles? What's he talking about? Had the king of the Jews been born?"
所以佢哋好怀疑咁样去讲到话，啊，点解话佢哋班犹太人嗰阵时好怀疑，或者好惆怅？点解话讲到话一个王会喺呢度出世咧？
So what could this news, this report, mean?
究竟其实佢佢哋所听到嘅信息，哦，将我哋佢哋嚟揾呢个嘅犹太嘅王，究竟系咩意思咧
？So let's briefly look at that. As you see on slide 3, 4 responses of the divine message to the Magi from the living God.
所以当呢度嘅一班嘅博士嚟到呢度嘅犹太地方，佢哋咧有呢班嘅人有唔同有四个唔同嘅回应。
And you'll notice that at least the first three have the I guess it's called acronym, the letter A starting with the key word in the phrase. I get that from Dan Doriani's commentary on the Reform Expository Commentary Series.
啊，咁咧入边咧讲到佢牧师睇嗰本书咧，讲到有四个唔同嘅。当时不同人的反应。
So response one or the first A is anger, the anger of King Herod.
而当时他们听到这班的博士来到说找这个新生王的时候，第一个人的反应就是说这个希律王他的嬲怒。
Herod became angry because he knew that there's no children been born in his house recently. So who is this king of the Jews who's been born?
当时希律王就很烦躁，为什么？因为他知道最近没有一个他自己家族里面没有一个没有一个新的孩子，所以说究竟这个听到的信息是讲什么意思呢？为什么说这个犹太的王里面在哪里呢？
You see, Herod feels threatened. He's angry about this divine message that's given to the Magi that he hears about. He's not too happy about it.
所以当时的希律王他听到这个班博士的信息就觉得很烦躁。为什么呢？因为博士他说在这个地方会有一个的犹太的王会出世，但是当时希律王没有一个新的小孩，究竟是什么意思呢？
The verse 3 tells us when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him.
所以说在圣经里面讲到说，当时的希律王他都是很烦恼，而全个地方的人都烦恼。
You see, why is Herod angry? Why does he feel threatened?
为什么当时的希律王这么烦躁呢？
Well, he's into the wisdom of the world. You see, what does the world tell us? Oh, well, you got to protect your own interest. You got to play politics.
因为当时的希律王是用着这个世界的智慧，因为他觉得啊，他的能力是被威胁。
You got to lobby.For the best policies and the best laws, right? For your interests.
因为就话这个世界话俾我哋知，我哋要关心我哋自己嘅能力，我哋首先嘅需要保护自己嘅利益。
Work to what prospers you. Be concerned about what's happening to you.
所以咧，人咧就好容易嘅系用呢个法律啊，或者守成嘅政策去改变， right. 去为着自己嘅利益缘故。
That's the way of the world.And that's why Harold's angry, because he's into the world.
呢个就系世界点样去，就系咁样噶啦，系为咗自己嘅益处而去咁样行。
And Harold had been king for about 30 years about this time.
而当时嘅希律王已经做咗王三年啦，佢觉得，所以话佢觉得佢个地位系受到呢个威胁。
And so probably he's pretty old because he dies after a few years after Jesus' birth. We know.
啊，当时嘅希律王已经系做咗好多年王啦。所以咧，佢其实都年纪都老迈。
But history tells us that Herod was immediately—he was a pretty gifted ruler.
但其实睇翻历史嚟讲，这个希律王其实佢都系好一个好聪明嘅一个王。
Antiquity tells us that he was skilled in hand-to-hand combat, in speech making, in playing politics. He was pretty good at it.
而历史话俾我哋知，这个希律王其实系好叻嘅，佢好识去对打交，佢好识去讲嘅说话，亦都系喺个政治上都系好叻。
He excelled at famine relief and many building projects.
啊，佢都系好叻嘅去建筑，亦都系好叻嘅去救济个饥荒。
But he became paranoid, just like everyone else who's into power. paranoid, threatened that they would lose what they have.
但这个王也都是跟很多其他的有能力的人一样, 当他们觉得他们自己的能力受到威胁的时候, 他们开始就觉得有惊慌, 他们有暴力, 他们想去抓紧他们自己所拥有的东西。
Did you know that he executed his wife and three of his sons?
你知不知道其实这个希律王他都是历史当中讲的话他有杀处决了他的太太和三个孩子。
That's why it's not surprising that his edict, his decree in Matthew 2:16.
所以都是不会怀疑去惊讶就说他为什么是一个很暴力的君王。
Was given to kill all the young males, two and under, in Bethlehem.
所以当时听到这个信息之后,说有一个新生王出来的时候, 他下了个命令就说,当时的伯利恒所有的小孩全部杀了。
So he wanted to kill the newborn king of the Jews.
因为如果他将当时的新生的男孩杀了的时候,他就可以顺便杀了这个所谓的新生王。
Because he was threatened. Because his wisdom was of this world.
因为这个希律王是带着这个世界的智慧,他想去保住他的能力。
Well, the second A is the second response, and that's anxiety. Did you notice in verse 2 that the people of Jerusalem also were anxious?
而第二个回应就是当时的人,在犹太的当时的人的回应,就是当时说他心里不安,耶路撒冷。
That's because Jerusalem was into the world too.
耶路撒冷当时的人也都是带着这个世界的智慧。
Right, if you have an unstable, volatile leader over you, of course you're going to be anxious if he's a little volatile, right? If he's a little upset.
因为他们当时住着这个地方,他们有个王,他们心里不安,当时住的人当时也都是心里不安。
Because the people then are starting to worry what's going to happen to them because this guy is unpredictable.
因为当时住的耶路撒冷人觉得, 这个王他就开始觉得不开心了,住当时的人都会觉得有心理烦躁。
And so that's not something surprising, right? Just like today, we get anxious when our idols are threatened, when they're being threatened to be taken away.
我们都是同一样,当我们觉得我们身边的,我们所拥有的东西受到威胁的时候,我们都会心理不安。
Then we start to sweat, start to worry, what's going to happen?
当我心里不安的时候,我们会手里冰眼,也都是说手了出汗。Because
we've been deceived in thinking that's wisdom, but it isn't.
我们会用着我们所拥有的,我们所以为的智慧去解决,但解决不到。
You see, Matthew's foreshadowing here. He's doing a literary device, foreshadowing the future of Jesus. Because when Jesus is born, he arouses hostility, resentment, upheaval, suffering.
而当时看这里的马太福音,其实都是预表了当时耶稣未来的生命都一样,会引起一个敌意,会引起一个仇恨,动荡,痛苦。
So certainly as a fellow human being, we understand the lack of enthusiasm of the people of Jerusalem for the newborn king.
所以当时的耶路撒冷的人,他们都明白,他们忽略有一个热情,有一个新生活的诞生。
Why aren't they joyful? Why aren't they enthusiastic that the Savior's here? The King has been born. Why? Because they're anxious. They're fearful.
这个新生活的诞生,他们应该很开心,很雀跃,但反而他们很心里不安。
But some are awaiting the Deliverer.
但有些人是真的等待这个新生活,这个救主。
But there shouldn't be such a mass indifference to the Magi's report.
他们不应该有,他们这当时的耶路撒冷的人,不应该有这样的反应。
After all, didn't they know the Old Testament? They're Jews, right? Didn't they know the prophecies? Jeremiah, right?
他们是犹太人,他们应该熟悉这个旧约,去熟悉当时以前的先知所预表的话语。
Jeremiah, the prophet of God, said the Messiah would be king. And the Magi were seeking one born king of the Jews, Jeremiah 23, verse 5 and 6.
在耶利米书第23章5节那里讲过的话, 预表咗话当时会有一个新君王会诞生。
Did they know what the prophet Isaiah said? Nations will come to your light, and the Magi represent the nations, right? Isaiah 60 verse 3.
佢哋冇睇，唔知道话喺以赛亚书第六十章讲，我就话当会有万国都会嚟到呢个星，会有一个新君王会诞生。
And I have for you on slide 5, Numbers 24, 17, because Numbers prophesied a star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel.
而文数记都有提及到，就话有星要出于雅各，有掌要轻于以色列。
So there was reason for everyone to give full attention to what the Magi found, were saying.
所以旧约嘅先知已经系用有好多话语系预表咗呢个嘅法事嘅发生，佢哋应该去明白，佢哋应该去留意究竟所呢一个博士嚟到嘅时候，佢哋系应该明白呢个信息。
So, in response to the divine message to the Magi, we see anger of Herod, we see the anxiety of the people of Jerusalem.And the third A or third response is apathy. Apathy of the priests and teachers of the law.
所以当时这班博士来到耶路撒冷，人应该有的回应，但他们没有。反而的是希律王他的嬲怒，反而人的当中的担心。而现在第三样的就是说，这班的priest 和这些教导的律法的人，他们呢反而他们冷漠。
Because we see Herod calling two groups of experts to consult with him, right? You see that. He calls the chief priests and the scribes together.
你看到圣经里面说，当希律王听到这个信息的时候，他立刻叫了这个祭司和文士来到。
And these two groups stood at the opposite ends of Jewish social leadership.
当时这帮祭司和文士来到这个希律王的时候，
If you're familiar with the scriptures, you know the scribes were the conservative teachers of scripture bent on preserving traditional Jewish culture.
文士的这帮人呢，他们呢是一帮旧派的，他们呢就想去保持住传统犹太的文化。
So that's one group of consultants he gathers, and the other are the chief priests. They're not the ordinary priests, they're the chief priests. They were the Sadducees.
而当时希律王就请了这个文士，也都请了当时的祭司，这帮祭司不是普通的祭司，他们这帮祭司是当时的撒都该人。
And the Sadducees were willing to accommodate Roman power and Greek culture. Why? Because they wanted to retain their wealth and power.
这帮祭司是撒都该的人，撒都该的人是愿意的，他们呢就为着自己的利益和缘故自己的好处，他们呢会迁就去做啲嘢，系俾到有罗马当时嘅能力，同埋都系去保持住呢个希腊嘅文化。
And these are the so-called religious of that day, and they're showing that they too lack God's wisdom.
所以当时呢班嘅文士同埋祭司系话属于有宗教嘅人，但其实佢哋咧系冇神嘅智慧。
Because what's their religion about?
因为他们的所谓的所信的宗教是什么意思呢？
Well, what's best for us? Not the glory of God. What's best for us?
他们所信的宗教就是为着他自己能够得到什么益处，不是为了神的荣耀。
And the world says it's okay. It's okay to have religion, but don't go overboard, right? It's good to have religion, right? It's good for society, but just don't put God here in the schoolhouse, or put God here in the workplace, or put God here in the home.
我哋好多呢、这个世界话俾我哋知话啊，宗教系好嘅，但系唔好咧，搞到咧呢、这个宗教咧嚟到我屋企，唔好咧下下都话讲宗教，唔好话下下咧喺工作上、家庭上都系以宗教为主。
The world's wisdom says, yeah, religion's good. It helps society, helps the community, right?
啊，呢世界会知啊，宗教唔错啊，可以宗教可以帮助呢个社会。
But you put God here in this little box, and then you do life.
我哋世界就话俾佢知啊，将个宗教好嘅就摆喺呢个嘅地方，但系咧就我哋自己咧就做我哋所做嘅事。
And of course we understand why the world says that, because who wants to admit that they're utterly dependent on God?
点解我哋人系咁做啊？因为我哋冇一个人中意话俾人知，或者话俾我哋自己知， 我哋完全嘅系需要神嘅帮助我哋生命。
So humans can think of ways to appease God and accomplish much. You know, we can do life. We don't need really God.
我哋人，我哋好多时就觉得啊，我哋自己咧能够去管理我哋自己嘅生命，我哋唔使神嘅帮助。
And so we hear a lot of that today, right? As the world showers us with a cacophony of voices and perspectives of what life is about.
所以世界你好多时听到就话呢个信息。究竟这个人的生命是什么意思呢?
Well, of course, Harold feels threatened, right? So, of course, he wants to consult everyone, even the religious, right? To say, hey, where is this Christ to be born, right?
而当时的就是这个希律王，他当时是很担心，所以呢，他就周围找些人去帮助他，就找了这些宗教人士、文士。但究竟这个所谓的犹太的新生王，这个救世主在哪里呢?
And Harold's a pretty intelligent human being, right? So he kind of puts two together. He's got these two groups. They're at the opposite ends of the Jewish leadership, right? So if they agree on the answer, it's got to be right, right?
所以呢，当时呢，希律王他担心，他惊嘛，所以呢，就找了这些文士、祭司，就来帮他解答这个问题，因为呢，觉得他们这帮的宗教人士应该知道的答案，去帮助他。
And as our text says in verses 5 and 6, right? They are right. Because they cite Micah 5:2, right? In Matthew 2, verse 5, they correctly reply, in Bethlehem, in Judea.
当时这两班的宗教人士，这个班祭司、犹大，这个文士都说，他所答的就说，是的，这个王就是在这个犹大的伯利恒。
And they continue on, verse 5, say, for so it is written by the prophet. So those experts, those religious experts knew that the prophets wrote as God moved them to write, right?
啊，当时这帮的祭司文士知道话，圣经是神去帮助他们当时去写这个圣经。
They knew because they consulted the scriptures. They knew where the prophecy was found. They knew the prophecy came from God.
当时这个文士祭司他们是看了圣经，圣经里面先知有讲过是有这样的事会发生。
And they continue in verse 6, but you, Bethlehem, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel.
先知也讲过 在圣经里面很清楚讲到就说，在犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中不是最小的。因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
But then something startling happens, right? As you read the text. Where are they? The scribes and Pharisees, we hear no more of them. Don't they want to know? Don't they want to also go with the Magi to see if this is the king of the Jews?
当时看圣经就说，啊，他们知道这个事情发生，但是呢冇讲到话啊！佢哋呢班嘅文士、祭司，跟住呢班嘅博士去揾呢个新生王。
They know the prophets what they said, right? They just quoted Micah, the prophet of God. Didn't they know? Why did they go home? Why didn't they go with the Magi?
呢班文士、祭司佢哋知道圣经所讲嘅说话，佢知道呢个事系真，但佢哋冇话真系去跟住呢班博士去揾呢个嘅婴孩，而反而嘅佢哋只系翻屋企。
Maybe they went home and told their families, right? The king. Oh, the mighty king sought my counsel today. I gave him the right answer. Maybe I'll get a bonus. Maybe I'll get a bonus next year from the king.
而反而他只是这帮文士祭司，他只是回到家，而反而可能会跟他的家人说，就说，哦，今天个王他问我这个说话，我告诉他的答案，我可能会受到一些的利益。
Even if you're religious,You can be lacking God's wisdom.
所以甚至我们虽然是人生里面是有这个宗教，但我们可能都缺乏了这个的信心，或者缺乏这个的意愿去追求这个真理。
It's not surprising, right? The apathy of the teachers and priests is pathetic. Pathetic.
所以就说当时这班的宗教的领袖、祭司他们的对神这个信息是冷漠，是可悲的。
Isn't it amazing the pagans see Jesus' sign? The pagans come and worship. The religious don't.
所以说当时翻译的是外邦的人，他们反而看到这个星，他们来朝拜，而反而当时的犹太人他自己没有去。
If the pagans had seen Jesus' sign, if they had heard his preaching, Jesus himself in Matthew 11 says they would come and repent.
所以说那个当时翻译的是这个犹外邦的人，他看到这个的信息，他看到这个的这个信息，他们来寻找。
As you've heard before, repentance and faith is the side of the same coin, right?
我刚才所讲到。
What repentance is basically a turning from your view and way of living life to God's view of living and doing life.
所以当时的外邦人他们来到，他们去悔改，悔改的意思就是说将他从前的生命去扭转。
But the religious saw no need for repentance and faith.
而反而当时的有宗教的人觉得没需要 去求神去宽恕。
Because it's so obvious, they should have joined the Magi and traveled to Bethlehem to worship the Messiah.
当时的文士领袖，他们应该跟着这个博士去寻找这个王啊，但反而他们没有。
Let me give you on slide 6 a fuller definition of repentance, because it's so important to practice this daily.
我们看到究竟这个我们说求神去宽恕是什么意思呢？
You'll see Wayne Grudem'sdefinition up there on the screen, a heartfelt sorrow for sin, a renouncing of it, and a sincere commitment to forsake it and walk in obedience to Christ.
悔改是什么意思呢？就是由罪，因为着罪的缘故，我们心里面有悲伤，去放弃，去弃绝这个罪，去委身，去嫌弃罪，而去服从。
And just like with faith, repentance has three elements to it.
所以说我们需要这个，我们需要信心。
Faith is based on knowledge. So repentance is based on an understanding that we've sinned and our sins are hateful to God.
所以说我们要去悔改，就说需要有一个信心，我们信心就要悔改。
So the first element of repentance is sorrow.
所以第一件事我们需要悔改，就我们需要有内心里面有一个信心。
But as you and I know, if you're familiar with the scriptures, there's a difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow.
我们熟悉圣经，我知道属神的内心的伤痛和世上的内心伤痛是不同。
The very well-known example, worldly sorrow, is Judas. Judas had worldly sorrow.
这个世上的伤痛就好像一个犹大地方，就说他们是无望的。
Worldly sorrow has no hope.
他们是无望的这种伤痛，人的伤痛。
That's why Judas commits suicide.
所以说当时就说犹太去出卖耶稣基督，他觉得他伤痛，但这个是无望的，所以之后怎样，他自己自杀。
In contrast, godly sorrow recognizes how terrible I must look to the Lord, and we confess that honestly to him.
而神的伤痛就不同，就说他觉得自己，他当人去望到神的时候，他觉得自己是几么丑陋，他需要去悔改。
And when we do that, we are chock full of hope.
所以当我们有这样的伤痛的时候，我们才会有一个我们觉得有一个盼望。
Because that practice of repentance and faith recognizes sin as its true light.
我们就说，我们就觉得这个伤痛，我们就会找到一个盼望，就说在神里面有一个真正的盼望。
Because it knows repentance and faith is the side of the same coin. So that means that God is able and willing and ready to forgive.
所以我们真的悔改的时候，神是有一个给我们有盼望去饶恕我们。
And as you'll see on slide 7, just as faith involves belief or assent, repentance involves renunciation.
而第二就是说，这个悔改里面当中，我们需要有一个放弃。
Not only do you have sorrow, you have renunciation. In other words, you agree with what God says.
就说我们呢，去知道明白，就说我们内心里面，我们是有一个罪。
Renunciation goes beyond sorrow. You're agreeing with God's evaluation of who you are, of why you're sinful.
我们不单止上心面有伤痛，也都是明白我们自己的人心面有罪。
And the third element, of course, is the actual turning. Turning from your sinful ways, just as faith is turning to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而之后的这个悔改就是说，我们真的明白我们将去扭转 我相信自己是，我们知道是自己有罪。
Right? Faith makes a personal commitment to follow Christ.
而信心是帮助我们去跟随神耶稣基督。
And in the same way, repentance makes a personal commitment against living in a sinful way.
所以当我们悔改的时候，我们去作一个决定，就是我们不去再去犯罪。
And that's the fourth response of the divine message to the Magi as they themselves come to worship the king.
这就是第四个当时人的反应，就是说好像当时这班的博士，他们去悔改，他们有信心的去来寻找这个新生活。
You see, the Magi show us here, they are practicing, embracing godly wisdom, rejecting the world's wisdom.
当时的博士就彰显了这个的例子，告诉我们，就是说怎么去人的应该要去悔改，去摇血，就是去跟随神。
Did you notice that the wise men are overjoyed in finding a child?
大家知不知道当时其实他们这班的博士，他们很开心去寻找这个新生王呢？
Right, they realize this is something special. Joy fills their soul. It makes them glad.
他们知道就是说这个去寻找新生王是一个很开心的事。
You know, they've gone through a long trip. It's not an easy thing. And they're giving valuable gifts away to this child.
他们很开心，他们准备了这个很多的礼，他们准备的礼物来到给这个的新婴的孩子。
You see, if you were into the world, you'd be sad because you're losing out on maybe getting something for yourself.
他可能会觉得要给出一些东西。
But the joy is apparent here because they know all is well and all will be well because they've come to worship the newborn king.
他带着一个欢喜快乐的来到，他带着一个礼物去给到来去朝拜这个新王。
You know, we're all on a journey. We're all on this spinning rock here. On a journey, right? In life.
其实我们作为每一个人，我们都是行着这个人的神的生命，这个道路。
We're all searching for something, right? Love, satisfaction, some sense of what life's about. We're all looking for that, whether we admit it or not.
在我们人生里面，我们去仍然的是追求着我们人生里面的所要的东西。
And while you order your life, order your day, order your plans shows what you love.
我们将我们的生命，我们怎样将我们生命所要的东西放在不同的次序，将我们所最想要的东西放在前头。
You see, the Magi realized that there's joy at the end of the journey in finding Christ.
而当时的博士，他知道就是说，他充满着快乐，因为知道最后的他们能够寻找到这一个的耶稣基督。
Akong, if you don't mind, if you could shine up verse 11 again, you'll see that there. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
当时的博士他就说，进这个房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金与香没药为礼物献给他。
I'm sure you're well aware that this scene, Jesus is probably 1 or 2 years old now, a young child, when the wise men found him.
当时的这个博士找到耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督已经是可能是一岁两岁。
That's why you see they're seeing them in a house or a home rather than a barn.
所以当时的博士他们找到他们在一个屋里面，不是说在一个马槽当中。
Because Mary and Joseph now are married, they're living now in Bethlehem for a while.
当时的耶稣和玛利亚已经是在伯利恒住了一段时间。
And I guess there's a lot of speculation as these expensive gifts and what they mean.
咁有好多人都睇就话，究竟呢三个嘅礼物系咩意思咧
？And some scholars claim that these gifts symbol a little bit of Christ's identity and what he would accomplish.
有啲人就觉得，有啲人就睇就研究就话，呢三份嘅礼物系代表咗耶稣基督嘅身份同埋佢所佢嘅当以后嘅生命。
For example, Psalm 72:15 tells us gold is a gift for a king.
譬如说黄金是代表了一个礼物，是给到一个王的。
Isaiah 60 verse 6 alludes to frankincense, which is kind of like incense or kind of glittering, odorous gum obtained from the bark of a tree. It's a gift to deity.
Isaiah 60, verse 6.
And of course, the foreshadowing that you'll see constantly in Matthew's gospel. Myrrh is a valued spice perfume, Psalm 45:8, and it came from a tree. And what is it used for? Embalming when you die.
而最后的一个抹香也是从这些树去拿出来的，就好像有这个香味，好像这些帮助，当时是帮助一些东西去防腐，就代表了当时一个人可能会受死。
See, that's why Jesus came. He came to go to the cross.
就预表了耶稣基督来到这个世上，而最后去到这个十字架。
He came for that reason, for you and for me, for those who believe.
就说他来到这个世上，就说为了我们相信他的人。
He came to free us from our deception of worldly wisdom and to now embrace godly wisdom.
就说为了我们一帮人去到这个十字架，让我们去放弃这个世上的智慧。
And so the wise men fell down and worshiped the young king of the Jews.
当时这帮的博士来到这个地方，就去敬拜这个新生王。
And they said, he alone is worthy to be praised.
就说他是值得他们去敬拜。
And as you'll see on slide 8, this is the essence of true worship, right? Honoring Jesus Christ for who he is.
所以就说这个就是所谓的真正的敬拜，就说去敬畏耶稣基督。
And willing to give him what's valuable to you.
就说是值得人去敬拜，去给出我们所拥有的东西。
You see a pattern right here, a pattern for worship, right? First they entered, right?
这就是敬拜的方法，首先就是说我们去进入。
They prepared for the journey, right? This long, arduous journey, month after month after month, to find this king of the Jews, right?
当时的博士已经是研究，去准备，去寻找，而去找到耶稣基督。
But they prepared, they studied, they sought out Jesus. They knew the prophecies of Daniel.
就说他们当时这帮博士，他们已经是筹备，他们去熟读这个圣经，去寻找这个新生王。
But they didn't just stop and enter, they bowed, they worshiped.
他们来到的时候，不单止是见，而是他们去屈膝，去敬拜。
They humbled themselves in the presence of someone greater than them.
他们去谦卑他们自己，见到耶稣基督。
That means they acknowledged he's the one who has the authority, not them.
所以他们当时这帮的博士，他们知道这个耶稣基督的地位。
Even though they might be wealthy, they submit. They submit to the king. They give to him.
他们这帮博士，虽然他们是有钱有地位，但他们谦卑他们自己去敬拜耶稣基督。
Of course, they give sacrificially out of respect and honor to the true king.
他们给出贵重的。 也都是去给出这个的尊敬给到这个的主。
And finally, they obey.
而最后的就说他们去相信去跟随。
Because worship is empty if you don't trust and obey.
因为若然我们不去相信去跟随的时候，这些所谓的敬拜是虚无。
In other words, they followed the guidance that they did receive from God himself.
他们所领受的，从神那边领受的，他们这帮的博士去跟随去做。
And God led them, and they wisely followed the Lord's guidance.
这帮的博士，他们去谦卑，去相信，去跟随。
As we see that in the last of our verses, verse 12 of Matthew 2. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
而当时呢，博士呢，因为喺梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回到本地去。Of
course, Herod's motive is to kill the king of the Jews, right? So if they go back, they tell him, and probably the Magi might be toast too.
而当时嘅希律王，佢哋咧，希律王系想去杀死呢个嘅所谓嘅犹太王。 所以若然博士佢翻到去话俾呢个希律王究竟呢个耶稣喺边一度嘅地方嘅时候咧 耶稣基督的生命可能会受到危险，而他们这班的博士，他们生命都可能有危险。
And so God watches over Jesus because he wants to accomplish his divine plan. And what is that divine plan? Rescue, redemption, restoration of his creation.
就是说神已经本身有一个计划，就是在耶稣基督的生命当中怎样去拯救人，去从人去得到释放。
Well, again, there's a lot here. Let me end with this because I'll be also preaching from this text Friday at the Christmas Eve service.
让我去结束今日的讲道，去用一篇的说话。
But as we come to the table and Pastor Thomas will be leading us today, let me leave you with this. The Apostle Paul also tells us how you can have this kind of experience that the Magi had.
而保罗都是告诉我们知啊，究竟其实我们的都是可以好像这博士这样去敬拜主。
And I'll shine it up on slide 9. That's probably one of my favorite portions of the scriptures.
而我牧师会是去分享一段的经文。
It says there, verse 18, 1 Corinthians 1-24. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
牧师想同大家分享呢个哥林多前书第一章18-24节，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记着说：我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的便是在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙么？世上凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人要神迹，希利人要求智慧，我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人的为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利利人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
You see, the Magi went in. They saw a child, and the Holy Spirit showed them the true wisdom of God.
而当时嘅呢班嘅博士，佢哋入到去见到耶稣基督，圣灵去帮助佢哋有一个真嘅智慧。
See, you and I can't have the same experience if you just go home and look at a Christmas card at a manger scene. You really need to see the cross.
我们不能够真的得到这个所谓的神的智慧，只是说单单的看着这些圣诞的卡或者圣诞的公仔。
You have to keep looking at the cross.
而反而我们需要就是说我们要注目在这个十字架上。
And then you'll have the same experience as the wise men.
我话就系需要去望住个十字架，就我哋好似去得到呢个博士嘅呢一种嘅智慧。
And that's one of the reasons why we regularly celebrate the Lord's Supper.
所以点解我哋嘅每个月我哋有要领呢个圣餐
？Because you need to focus and keep looking at the cross.
因为我哋要不断嘅去提醒我哋自己十字架。
And then you'll be able to give the king your all.
而之后的爱才能够的去回转我们的，才能够给爱主我们所有的给到神。
Oh Lord, we are easily deceived in thinking that we know better than you.
主要我们很多时候我们很容易的觉得我们自己能够去解决我们生命的问题。
And so help us now as we celebrate the Lord's Supper with Pastor Thomas leading us.
所以我们求主帮助我们有牧师带领我们去领圣餐。
To fix once again our gaze on the cross of Christ.
让我们再一次的去注目耶稣基督。
And may we then experience what the Magi experienced.
让我们能够去感受到当时这班的博士所感受到的。
Entering in and bowing and worshiping, obeying you.
就好像我们当时去感受到这班的博士一样，去进入，去屈膝，去谦卑，去敬拜。
We pray that we also would follow.
让我们都是一样的去跟随。
In Jesus' name we ask that, Amen.
咁祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Let us respond to God's message by singing as with glad